I've managed to find a little bit of shade on the fourth day of the 2024 Olympic Games because the weather out here in Paris is just as beautiful as it is back in southwest London. The heat, of course, could prove a challenge for some of the athletes as they compete in their events. But with rain forecast for the next 2 days, spectators are making the most of a dry and sunny day today. So what is the headline event for day four? Well, that one's easy. Simone Biles going for gold in the women's team gymnastics final late this afternoon. The stateside superstar has been one to watch in recent documentaries and news reports, but tonight she's performing once more on the world stage alongside Team USA. And the other big story of the day is this morning's triathlon. It had been due to set off from the Pont Alexandre, but it was postponed because of the water quality levels in the Seine that we've seen in the weeks and months up to the games. The hope is that both the men's and women's events can now be held together tomorrow. When it comes to Team GB, super day yesterday for Tom Pidcock. The mountain biker took gold in this cross-country event. He retained the title that he won back in Tokyo. And it means that Team GB up to 2 golds to go with 5 silver medals and 3 bronze also in the bank. And day four has got plenty of home nation heroes on the start lists. Becky Downey will be leading our women's team in the gymnastics final. Andy Murray will be returning to Roland Garros alongside Dan Evans in the men's doubles tennis competition, hoping to put themselves a place in the quarterfinals. We've got the men's hockey team facing tough competition against the Netherlands in their next group game. And Joe Clark heads out in his canoe slalom heat later today. The 31-year-old got gold in Rio. He missed a spot in the team for Tokyo, but he took 2 golds in the World Championships in London last year, which means he is a favourite to get a medal round his neck and bring home, hopefully, another gold for Team GB.